Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharya. The 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly, in its budget session today, strongly condemned the racial discrimination faced by three women from the northeast in Delhi's Malviya Nagar on February 20 this year. A number of MLAs and Tourism Minister P.D. Sona came together to call the incident shocking, intolerable, derogatory, deeply hurtful and disrespectful. In Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men, addressing the budget session today, said the Arunachal Pradesh Budget 2026-27 charts a comprehensive roadmap for the state's progress with a strong focus on infrastructure development, people-centric policies, economic growth, entrepreneurship, responsible fiscal management and governance reforms to build a stronger and more prosperous Arunachal Pradesh. With clear priorities across key sectors, this vision aims to create more opportunities for our youth, strengthen public services and ensure that development reaches every region and community of the state. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh released the Defense Forces Vision 2047, a roadmap for a future-ready Indian military, at an event in South Block, New Delhi today. This comprehensive blueprint has been articulated by Headquarters Integrated Defense Staff to transform the Defense Forces into a modern, integrated and technologically advanced military capable of supporting India's aspiration to become Viksit Bharat by 2047. The Indian Embassy in Qatar has informed that around 1,000 Indians stranded in Doha on transit or short-term visits have departed on Qatar Airways flights over the last 3 days. It added that Qatar Airways operated a Doha-New Delhi flight yesterday in which more than 300 Indian passengers traveled to India. National Council of Educational Research and Training has withdrawn a social science textbook, Exploring Society, India and Beyond, Grade 8, Part 2, which contained Chapter 4, titled The Role of Judiciary in Our Society. The director and members of NCERT tendered an unconditional and unqualified apology for the said Chapter 4. The government has issued order to all refineries for higher LPG production and using such extra production for domestic use. This move came amid current geopolitical disruptions to fuel supply and constraints on supply of LPG and to avoid hoarding and black marketing. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has postponed the Class 12 board examinations scheduled between 12th and 16th of this month in several West Asian countries. In a notice issued by CBSE, the decision was taken after reviewing the current situation and uncertainties in the region and considering the mental stress being faced by students. The postponement applies to CBSE-affiliated schools in Bahrain, Iran, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. A district-level coordination cum review meeting regarding EKYC, online and offline EPOS transactions, submission of vigilance committee reports and other related matters of the public distribution system, PDS, was held at the office conference hall, Khonsa, today. The meeting was attended by Fair Price Shop, FPS dealers from various locations and villages across Tirap district. In the meeting, the DC, ADC cum DGRO, NFSA 13 and the district food and civil supplies officer reviewed the progress of EKYC updates. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced a cash reward of 131 crore rupees for the Indian squad that won the ICC Men's T20 World Cup title. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has said that the Election Commission's primary aim is to ensure that all voters in West Bengal participate in the upcoming assembly elections in an atmosphere free from violence and intimidation. The CEC made it clear that the ECI will not tolerate intimidation by two voters. Addressing a press conference today in Kolkata after a two-day review meeting on poll preparations, Mr. Kumar said law enforcement agencies have been directed to strictly enforce the rule of law without fear or favor. He noted that democracy runs deep in the state and voter turnout has traditionally remained high. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.